Ah, we are back at Chickie's Friday, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a beautiful summer Friday, a little hot, from the cool Chickie's on Packer Avenue. Ike Reese, how you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling good, brother Spike. What's happening with you? It is Friday. Shout out to everybody that's headed down to the shore. My goodness, it's bumper-to-bumper traffic headed over in Jersey. Jackie Baseball, nothing bad happened last night. That's a good thing, but we got a big series up in the Bronx this weekend. Holla at your boy.
How long are the combined home runs by Aaron Judge going to be tonight off Taiwan Walker?
Oh, dude.
700 feet?
Yeah, when I looked to see what the pitching matchup was tonight, I'm like, oh, no.
Taiwan starting a series off in New York?
Judge is going to hit the ball so far, it's going to count for two runs. Like, that's how far he's going to hit
it. Yeah,
the
good part is he only hits home runs when they're up or down by a lot. So,
you're on that.
Been on it.
All right.
Okay. Jordan can't go left and Judge doesn't hit big home runs.
Okay. Big show today. Elliott Shore Parks joins us at 3 for another camp report. No practice today, but something even more important to go over with Elliott. That
no
is a potential.
I already got a day off.
Well, we have to talk
back to Ike's day.
Elliott about is the potential dome, which we learned about yesterday. What's his name? Tornado Shapiro joins us at 3:30. We see if Ike holds on to the belt at 4:30.
Ooh, yes.
It's a big show. And a potential new pandemic. I will tell you about it at 2:30. Bad news for everyone. It's coming at 2:30.
Great.
Okay.
But I start the show off with a, you know, normally on the WIP afternoon show, we have a topic that we debate. You know, the listeners are on different sides. But today, I believe, and I'll find out in a second, that we are all on this side. And we want the support of the audience because this is a movement today. This is about us. It's about the WIP Afternoon Show listeners. And today's show is a message from Mr. Middleton, John Middleton, managing partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. It is time, with 1 week to go till the trade deadline, to go for it. It's time to make a big trade. That trophy that you said you wanted to bring back to Philadelphia, it's time to go and try and get it. If you want to be one of the premier franchises in baseball, every single year is a go-for-it year. Every single trade deadline is an opportunity to put space between you and the other teams that are trying to win the World Series. And in baseball right now, because so many teams make the playoffs and there seems to be so much parity, you can make a real difference putting space between you and the other teams in the National League. I am sick and tired of seeing the Yankees go get pieces that they need. They just traded for a third baseman today.
Yep.
Every single trade deadline. I am sick of the Los Angeles Dodgers not only getting every free agent, but making moves that make a difference at every trade deadline. I don't want to see the Dodgers do it, and the Yankees do it, and the Mets do it, and everyone go out there and try to win the World Series at the trade deadline while we sit back and talk about the next 7 or 8 years. The window for great teams is every year. For great teams and great organizations, you take prospects, and some of them come up to the big leagues. But what you use them for is to get players that are already good that can help you win now. John Middleton, I want you to have faith in your baseball people that if you trade a prospect or two for a good player right now, they're going to replace them in the draft and then replace them again and replace them again and replace them again. I want the Phillies to be a big boy team. I want the Phillies to look around at this team and see a bunch of guys in their 30s, at the very end of their primes, playing good baseball right there. They are right there, Ike Reese, with a starting staff that is as good as any starting staff in baseball. So today, I want the Phillies to grow up. I want John Middleton to tell Dombrowski to go get someone, maybe two guys, at the deadline. I want... You guys, and I want the listeners of the WIP Afternoon Show at 215-592-9494 to tell John Middleton that we approve. We approve.
Yeah.
We approve.
We approve. Yes.
You're on this side?
Yes.
Go do it.
Jump in there?
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry.
Listen, you were cooking.
Yeah. Sorry.
A little Kobe possession out of Ike right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, sorry.
Take the ball, you know.
Yeah.
Two-man offense.
Yeah, don't wait for it like Embiid. Don't say the ball didn't find me. Take the ball.
All right, my bad.
Yeah.
So, it's not a lot that I can add to what you said because I feel wholeheartedly the same way that you do. I just look at where this team is at right now. I think about the guys that have helped resurrect baseball in this town. Bryce Harper, Zach Wheeler, Cal Schwarber, JT Realmuto. These guys have been here. Aaron Nola. These guys have been here to help bring baseball back alive in this town. And if this run of this core is closer to the end, then why not give them a legitimate chance to try to go out and win this thing, right? I'm not saying at the end of the year you got to re-sign everybody to keep the core together. I get it. But don't let it die on the vine. Don't let it just peter out with you thinking about the future. Because we as fans, as much as we value your ability to maneuver and operate with the future in mind, because you want to make sure you keep a competitive team there, we also want to win right now.
Yes.
We want to win right now. And if we're trusting that you have the ability as a smart organization, as a well-run baseball organization, in the present, have the ability to replenish the talent, then that's what you need to do, and do also what needs to be done to go win right now. To go win right now, to give you the best chance. The National League, despite what we may have felt about the Dodgers early, they aren't head and shoulders above anybody in the National League. And with the pitching that we have, you know that keeps you in any series. That keeps you in any game. So go out and add the pieces that we need so that we can have another run like we did in 2022. Come on, man. I remember that. I still have dreams about that.
Give us another one. Give us another
yes.
one. And you know, you said the players that you mentioned, they deserve the best shot
yes.
possible too. JT Realmuto, Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, they deserve a chance to win a World Series as well. 215-592-9494. Today, we want you to tell Mr. Middleton that it's okay to go for it. In fact, we demand it. Now, Jackie Baseball,
yes.
you've been known around the halls at WIP as a bit of a prospect hugger.
Proudly.
Do you want to tell Mr. Middleton to go for it?
I want him to slam them on the table.
Yes.
And let them know.
Couple of steel ones.
And I don't want another half-assed deadline. Like, you only have these kind of moments so often. And I think they're so worried, and you even heard him talk over the weekend, last weekend, about keeping the window open. You can't trade every prospect, and we also are going to be playing baseball 5 to 10 years from now. And that kind of mindset might be stripping what is the third best run in franchise history from glory. Like, I think this actually does go above Dombrowski. Like, Dombrowski really just does what the owner tells him to do.
Sure.
Yeah.
And in Boston, it was win a World Series at all costs. And that's why he traded Yoan Moncada and Michael Kopech for Chris Sale. Like, that's why he signed J.D. Martinez. That's why he traded for Craig Kimbrel. Like, these kind of moves to say it's go time, and we just haven't gotten that. The Phillies have gotten back to being a very good baseball team. They're a good baseball team. But they're just these guys who have brought us so much joy. I know that there are moments of frustration, but the Harpers and the Schwarbers and the Wheelers, these guys deserve to be remembered as all-time Phillies. Like, that is what they deserve to be remembered as. We talk about Victorino, Worth, Utley, Howard, Romp. We know those guys off the top of our head. And I don't want these guys' legacies to not be where I believe they should be. Because they should be in that class. They should be talked about with Wheeler should be in the Hamels conversation, the Halliday yeah. conversation. Even on the field, he is.
Yeah.
But he's held back by that one thing. And I just, to not give them every opportunity to go and get it done at least once is robbing them and stripping them of what they should be doing.
215-592-9494. Today's show is a message to the Phillies organization. We love you. Go for it. Today's show is a message to owner John Middleton. We love you. We love that you made the Phillies relevant again. Now make them champions. Put them on the table, like Jack said. Tell Dombrowski to go get it done. Go get us a serious arm. Go get us a bat. And go put some room between you guys and the rest of the National League.
And guess what? If it ends, if you go do that, and you do that, and it ends in not October glory, there's not going to be this. I don't think there's going to be. There's not going to be second guessing. Like,
no.
There's not going to be like Dombrowski's job probably won't be on the line. Like there's not going to be this. I just don't want to look back at the end of the year if they do a half-assed deadline and say what it could have been.
Yeah. Listen, Ruben doesn't get – I don't believe he does. In the time, in the moment, he caught a lot of flack, and I know that was us being in a moment, but how he's been remembered for his moves during that period, nobody faults Ruben Amaro Jr.
Dude, it was like Howie season except with Rube. It was
he
like
went
what
out there
Rube
and got
do?
Every player that they needed at the trade deadline, and the players, for whatever reason, it didn't work itself out. But the GM did his part.
Well, dude, you look back and you're like, we got Cliff Lee, we got Roy Halladay, we got Roy Oswalt, we got Hunter Pence.
Yeah.
Like that, I mean, that was an incredible. And you know what? They paid for it at
Matt
the end.
Matt Stairs, like, yeah.
But you know what? I hope this organization.
That was Gillick.
I hope this organization is better set to handle that kind, to not fall into the depths that they fell. You know, but the reason they fell into those depths wasn't just because they made trades.
No.
And because they signed guys. It's because their farm system
And by the way, the guy they held on to bridge the gap was Don Brown.
Oh,
right.
God.
I mean,
we could fault him for that, but yeah.
Well, but even, like, they tried to do it. They tried to do it.
And it didn't
say,
work.
This is going to be our bridge guy. This is going to be the face after Howard, Utley, and Rollins. And they slowed down, and it was Don Brown. Like, you just – I love the prospects. I love these guys. But you just don't know.
215-592-9494. Send a message to the Phillies today that you want them to go all in. We do have a next question today. We have one more four-pack of tickets to the Philadelphia Eagles training camp public practice Sunday, August 10th, 6 o'clock at the Link. The event benefits the Eagles Autism Foundation. It is National Wine and Cheese Day. So for next question today, we want you to whine about something. What is one thing you'd like to whine about? Jack, would you like to start?
A lot that I want to whine about.
Yep.
Per usual.
Throw something out there.
Yeah. So this is strictly like for me, I guess. And I was actually ranting to Spike about it this morning when we talked on the phone call. Like sometimes artists just got to remember who they are. And like when these musicians come out with albums that aren't who they are, it ruins the day. Like Tyler Childers, who no one cares about, he keeps putting out horrible albums. Get back to who you are, which is an acoustic playing, guitar singing, beautiful Americana type style, and stop doing big band country.
Wow.
Hey, it drives me nuts.
There you go.
This guy wrote some of the best love songs of all time. He's cooked.
Ike, you want to whine about anything?
Yeah, what can I whine about?
That?
Yeah. Yeah. I whine about traffic every day.
Yeah, I
pretty much whine about traffic every day.
You just want to whine about traffic?
Yeah, in all seriousness.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of the left lane if you're not going to drive.
There it is.
I mean, if you want to look around at the sights, get over to the far right. Get out of the left-hand lane, maybe even dibble and dabble in the middle lane if you choose to, but definitely get the hell out of the left-hand lane.
There it is. Ike Reese demanding everyone go to the far right.
That almost went over my head.
Yeah, we're landing early.
So actually, for my wine, it is actually traffic related as
well. Of course. Well, here comes the Commodore Barry.
If I hadn't thought about that before,
no,
never even said that.
Yeah, no Commodore Barry today, even though I did have to go over it 2 days ago, and it is still a disaster, and 322 after the bridge is still a disaster as well. But get off my ass. That is the wine. People that drive too close behind me on the highway drive me crazy. Look, if there's somebody directly in front of me, there's nowhere I can go.
That's fair.
And driving 3.5 feet behind me as we're going 70 miles an hour is not a recipe for anything. Back up, I'm working on it.
Okay.
That is my wine.
All right, now that's not me that's behind you, but if you are in that lane and there's nobody in front of you.
If there's nobody in front of you.
Nobody in front of you, yes, either speed up or get out of the way.
Or get out of the way.
Okay.
All right, 215-592-9494. Today is the day to send a message to the Phillies. Tell Mr. Middleton, go all in. And for next question today, you can whine about something. Steve in Bridgeton, you're on WIP. What's up, Steve?
Hi, Spiker Fritz. What's up, guys?
What's up,
Steve?
So, Fritz, I'm behind you, and so is the rest of the YouTube people for beating Mr. Joe to camera.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. Welcome to the show rather than YouTube.
All right. Mr. Middleton and Dombrowski, they need to go all in. Prospects are suspects in my eyes.
There it is.
This this is what I think I spoke to Fritz about this before. I would trade Painter only if we got Ketel Marte back in return, but I know that's probably not going to happen.
I would die. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that would be quite
a... Look, like I said, prospects are suspects. I think Painter's expendable after we draft.
Oh, no, I'm saying, like, if you can get Ketel Marte for Andrew Painter in a millisecond.
That's what I would do. I would do that in a heartbeat. But Suarez now could be available, but I don't like moving Bryce back out into the outfield. That's more like that's like an off-season type of move.
Nah, he'll be fine. He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
No.
If it comes down to it, he'll be all right.
To be honest with you, I think it's more of a mid-season kind of move because it's not something he's going to do for the rest of his career. It could be something he does for 50 games. That's why I'm okay with it in the middle of the season.
Then for the bullpen, I kind of wanted the combo Kwan and Class A, but Class A I'm out of. He's overworked the last few years. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at Duran from the Twins. That's who I really, really want. He could close out. Imagine him coming
So they're not going to get Suarez and Duran. If you can get one, who would you rather have?
I'd rather have Duran. But if you want a bat, you can go call Baltimore for Ramon Laureano. He's killing it right now.
Mm-hmm. Hit a home run yesterday.
He had two of them, actually, wasn't it?
No, Kwan had two.
But that was Kwan.
Hey, Steve, do you have something for next question today? Do you have something to whine about?
I just hate people that get in my way that don't know how to drive.
Oh, everybody's going to be the same on that one. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah. I think that's an issue for a lot. Now, listen, the other day I saw you tweet out something about walking across the street.
Oh, yeah, that reached a weird part of Twitter.
It did. Yeah. It did. I said, look, I'm a walker. I'm a walker.
Yeah, of course.
And you're an ableist.
What's that? Yeah, somebody told me I was an ableist, whatever that is. All I said was, when I'm walking across, I like when people stop at a crosswalk. Mm-hmm. So when they do, I give them a wave and give them that fake hustle. Where it looks like I'm trying to go across the street quicker than I am.
Yeah.
To me, it's a matter of respect. I appreciate you stopping. For you, I'm going to act like I'm going faster to do it. You know?
I agree.
I think it's just common courtesy is all it is.
Oh, yeah. I don't like the person who actually slows up when they're walking through the
wall. Now, unless the car is being aggressive, then I will slow up.
If the car is being aggressive.
Yeah.
Do you know what I do when they don't stop at the crosswalk?
Like sometimes when I walk with the study and walk in the stroller and they come a little hot to the stop sign.
Yeah, tough. That's
start getting the dad, testosterone starts flowing.
I feel you. Yes.
So my move.
Big fella.
There's no T. Don't you worry. There's no T.
There's a move I make when somebody doesn't stop at a crosswalk and I'm waiting. I do this. Put my arms up and I point to the crosswalk. Hey!
Dude, I would run you over.
Oh, I'm going to get shot.
So fast.
I'm going to get shot. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind the way that I act out there. I'm just asking for it. I just, people are there looking at their phone as they're driving across the crosswalk.
Sometimes you got to send a tweet out.
Yeah, every once in a while you just got to tweet. All right, today's show is a message to Mr. John Middleton and Dave Dombrowski.
Do it.
Give them permission to go for it. Grow up and go for it. You trade the prospects, we're going to be okay with it. We're going to be out of our minds excited.
5 years from now, even if you're on pace to lose 100 games, it'll be sold out every night.
Well, that's not true. That's not true. 215-592-9494. And for next question today on National Wine and Cheese Day, for those tickets to the Eagles public practice, just whine about something. By the way, happy birthday, Dan, who is celebrating his 30th birthday party here at Chickie's. I hear there's a big group out there. So I met Dan, and he's 30.
Yeah.
Beginning of the end.
Happy birthday to my mother-in-law, Jackie.
Happy birthday to your mother-in-law as well.
Yeah, she doesn't even listen to the show.
Yeah,
she's out in Detroit, but I figured I'd just say it.
Yeah. She's moving back in.
Remember, big parties, big events, always better at Chickies and Pete's. You can book your next one at chickiesandpetes.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and...
Fritz!